Hi everybody, this is Mary Emerson. I'm trying a little experiment here. I have the DS2 around my neck, believe it or not. I found a good strong shoelace and I strung it through one of the holes in the case and was able to get the PS2 or DS2 in here. I'm thinking IBM this morning, I guess. And put this thing around my neck, and I'm just using the dictation setting with the hope that it's not going to sound too echoey, and using the internal mic. I'm going to, this morning, be making making a smoothie, actually, but it's not really going to be a smoothie because I don't have any bananas in here to put in it, but I am going to put a few other things in, and I'm going to just do this, and let's call it breakfast, a healthy breakfast. I'm going to do some rather strange combinations of things. I am somebody who is into healthy foods. Not totally, though. I am a vegetarian, but I do enjoy dessert and junk food. I admit that's my vice. And so anyway, we'll just go with this. First of all, we're going to pour some orange juice into the large glass for my drink master. I think I'm going to use 16 ounces this morning. Come on, hurry it up. Okay, I am standing here in the kitchen in my apartment with the refrigerator behind me. There is a wall to my left and a wall farther, actually the farthest wall is to my left, the other wall is to my right. Now I'm turning around to reach behind me to put the juice in the fridge. Okay, now being into health stuff, I'm going to be using some things that you probably have never heard of in your born days, one of which is wheatgrass. And you're going to say, what is wheatgrass? Wheatgrass is a, obviously, wheat grass. What I use is sold by a company in Kansas, and they grow this in Kansas and actually make it into a freeze-dried powder and retain the nutritional elements therein. And I like it because it helps me to get green vegetables, which I know for a fact I don't get enough of. Shame on me. That's true with everybody. I guess we all don't. Then we're going to do the bee pollen ritual, which is, ouch, I just banged my head on this. If I can find it, we are in the refrigerator, and there it is, clear off to the right. Okay. Bee pollen is a product that has been used. Actually, I think the ancient Sumerians used it. And it has a lot of nutritional elements in it, including trace minerals. I get mine loose in kernels. You can usually get it in capsules or tablets, but I like the loose kernels because you can dip out a tablespoon at a time. And the kernels, each individual kernel tastes quite different. They, depending on the origin of the flower from which the pollen came, some of the kernels have a fruity sort of a taste, some have a flowery taste, some have a little bit of a woody sort of a taste, but it's all got honey in it. And It really is quite nourishing. Okay, now we're going to get the goji juice, but I'm not going to mix that in to my drink. I'm going to just measure it out and drink it. And I'll pause the machine while I drink it. This stuff is really all the rage. It comes from a tree that is actually grown in the Himalaya Mountains, or Himalayas, however you want to say that. It's spelled G-O-J-I. I get mine from a company called The Vitamin Shop. They sell a brand that is called Dynamic Health. And that is bottled in New York. Dynamic Health Labs puts it in bottles and adds a little bit of citric acid as a preservative and a couple of other flavor enhancers, just various juices. And some of the multi-level marketing companies have really taken off with goji juice and jacked the price up. I like to get my stuff as cheap as I can. I keep opening this refrigerator door. I'm sorry about that, folks. But anyway, so let me pause here and have my 2 ounces of this stuff, and then I'm going to see what else I've got to mix in with this juice. Or rather, what I had to mix in with the orange juice. I can't seem to find anything else to mix in with it, so I'm going to just whip it up in the Drink Master. But anyway, goji juice is something that has been recommended by Earl Mandel, who wrote the Vitamin Bible and the Herb Bible, and he wrote a book on the subject. Okay, now I've got the Drink Master ready to whip up my stuff here, and when I get my little snow cone machine in a few days, I'll be able to really make this into a smoothie, because I can freeze the orange juice and I can actually make it a thicker consistency, because you can freeze the orange juice into ice cubes, and then hopefully the snow cone maker will grind it up and shave it sufficiently. Anyway, so this is just a plain old Drink Master, and I'm going to turn it on and whip it up. Let's put it on high power a little bit. There we go. Okay. And that is my drink for the morning. I usually like to put fresh fruit. I don't have any right now. But that's just how it goes. Anyway, I'm going to stop this and see if it came out. If it did, then we will just send it up to the appropriate place. And I do want to thank the individual who did the review of WebDrive, because WebDrive has just been terrific for sending things up to the official Blind Cool Tech FTP site. I have never found a program for FTP processing that is easier to use than that is. I am just thoroughly delighted. So anyway, to that particular reviewer and the others who have decided to share their knowledge, I certainly am one person who appreciates it very much. Anyway, I'm going to stop and drink this stuff. And I am not sure that any of this has been helpful to anybody out there except for a little bit of environmental experience. So, but since Larry likes to do a bit of off-the-beaten-track stuff, I thought I would just do this. So, with that, I'm going to sign off, and if this sounds reasonably decent, I will send it up there. So, have a good day, everybody, and bye for this time.